Broadcasting live from San Francisco, California, USA, Earth, to all points north, south, east, west, and beyond. It's Key Radio.
Happy Laughter Day and Happy New Year to everybody. And welcome to Baba G, the Caveman, my spiritual sit-up comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Baba G, and I am a spiritual advisor on Keen and your host for today's program. And Dr. Uma is my co-host, is also present here.
And she will share a bit of her experiences.
If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and special intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on Keen, simply go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of the new offers, which are like 5 minutes for, you know, $5 and like that, you know, 10 minutes for $10 and 15 minutes for $25. You go in there and take advantage of these new offers and call any advisors on Keen and be benefited to get all your answers, you know, right away. So God laughter, remember to laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my 8 p.m. Sunday show, and I'm honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Babaji is here. I kick your crutches. And I'm making an announcement for everybody that for the 2019 onwards, the next show, which would fall into January, please remember that we are going to bring from 8 p.m. show a little earlier so the East Coast in the United States people also can attend to the radio show. So we're bringing it a little earlier. We haven't decided what time, but watch for the email announcement, and we will have that earlier. Instead of 8 p.m., it could be 7 or 7:30 p.m., okay, or 7:45 PST. So now I'm going to ask Dr. Akel to
share some experiences of her.
Okay, go ahead, Dr.
You have something to share? Wish people Happy New Year.
Yes, definitely. Happy New Year, everybody, or Happy New Year in advance, technically, because New Year starts in 2 days. So appropriately, I'm going to talk about detachment, because we're letting go of the old year. And so we got to talk about what detachment means in terms of spiritual values, okay? There's a name for that in Sanskrit. It's called
Vairagya.
Vairagya. So this is the root word for vairaga or vigata raga, so one who is free from attachment. Okay, so when you have detachment, it makes you introspective, okay, and leading to virtues, righteousness, or truthful conduct. So what that means is the more that you don't cling to the things of this world, okay, even stuff that you think is really good, you know, like, you cling to love, you cling to peanut butter, you know, cling to these things that most people would say is acceptable. If you let go of those, of clinging to it and wanting it and missing it and hoping that things will come by and do it again, you know. Yeah. Okay.
So thank you, Dr. Raquel. Okay, now I am taking the first caller. We appreciate your input, Dr. Uma, here. And you are on air. Hello, hello.
Hi, Babaji. It's Andrea.
Hi, how are you, Andrea? Go ahead, ask you one question quickly. Thank you. Welcome.
I haven't heard from Alan yet. I'm wondering what's going on with him.
Oh, he is thinking of you, and he's been lazy in these holidays, and he'll reach out to you, you know, on New Year or from now until New Year. So no worries. Just stay put and wish him Happy New Year in a text message or a card or something like that, an email as well, and then you get a response. Don't worry about it. Everything is going to be all right. He's been thinking of you, darling. No fear when Bubba's is here. All right?
So he's
Thank
not going to respond? He's not going to respond until I respond?
He's going to respond. Yeah, you got to wish him Happy New Year.
Yeah, I sent him a text.
Okay, follow.
I sent him a text.
Let's
go.
Already. So everything is going to be all right, darling. And wish you Happy New Year, and your new year is going to be wonderful. And laugh more. Thank you for calling. All right.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Love you. But goodbye. Next person in line, please. Yeah. Hello, hello. Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello,
Babaji?
Yes, you are on air. Yes, your name.
Hi, Babaji, this
audience.
Is Adriana.
Hello, Adriana, ask you a question. Welcome. Happy New Year. Go ahead.
Yeah, Babaji, I just want to ask you, I'm not that happy this end of this year, and I think I should be happier for many reasons. But
happy. It's just that you want more out of life, and all the potential you have needs to get in line and make more productivity according to your desires. That needs to be done, you know, as of now into 2019. And my prediction for you is that you're going to actually achieve a lot of success there, and you just be optimistic and positive, as attitude is all important, and positive mental attitude is everything. And you know it. So don't you worry. Everything is going to be just fine and dandy for you. Focus on your writing. That's what I meant in the last time that you called on the radio show. Focus on your writing. You got all you need in yourself to be a great writer. And also, in a couple of years, you're going to make money out of your writing as well. Okay? So thank you so much. I'll answer one more quick question. Very quickly, because it's New Year.
I've been thinking about exactly like Dr. Uma was saying, you know, to work on detachment not to be so crazy about the things that I want. And sometimes I just feel like to not want them anymore, just let them go, you know. But
exactly. When you let things go, then they come to you. That's just the formula of the universe. So if you just detach yourself mentally from things that you really want in a real way, and all of a sudden they just come onto you effortlessly. Okay, so focus on this. Listen, from 2018 into 2019. And laugh more. All right, darling. Thank you so much.
Babaji.
Happy New Year. And I'm going to take
Happy
some
New
other
Year.
Colors. Thank you. Thank you, darling. Much
Take
love, kisses, and hugs and tickles. Laugh
Thank
more,
you.
Darling.
You
Thank
too.
You. For listening. Next person in line. Yes. You are on air. Hello, hello. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Baba
Say your name.
Hi, Baba G.
Yes.
Hi, Baba G. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing excellent.
Hi.
How are you, sister, darling? Hi, Lisa.
I'm
Go
doing
ahead.
Good. Yeah, I have a question for you. Okay, so I'm going back to acting school, and I would like to know, should I focus on music as well or just acting? Because I see with music a lot of bad people coming around, but with acting, I don't find any of that.
Well, obviously,
so I just,
not to that extent, as like you figured it out, okay? So that's
okay.
why you need to... Lisa, to make this happen, okay? So that's why you need to, yeah. So I know you are from New York, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So acting come naturally to you, but you need to, like, put more effort into
it.
Yes,
I agree.
So that's what I want you to do. Like, yeah, effort. Then you see everything is going to be just fine and dandy.
Okay. All right. So focus on the acting.
It's not
okay.
really, yeah, focus and have, you know, focus attention on things
okay.
that you want to achieve in life. So that's why you see that everything is going to be, like, coming to place, especially in 2019. I see that everything is going to be wonderful, you know. Oh, yes.
Great.
You have a great future.
You see a man
right
coming?
There.
You see a good
of
man
course.
Coming?
Yes, a man, not
yes.
an elephant.
Yes, okay, he's coming, so, you think in 2019 or 2020?
In 2019, yes, you're going to meet a soulmate and a twin flame, and you're going to be very happy in relationship, money, as well as, you know, the career is going to take off. So be patient. And everything is going to
be,
okay, be wonderful,
very
darling. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
You promise.
Thank you. All right. Thank
you.
You
All right. Thank
okay,
you. Happy
thank
New
you.
Year, darling. All right. I love you. The listeners, Happy New Year. Okay. So next caller in line. Thank you. Happy New Year. Good night. All right. Okay. Next caller. You are on air. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Babaji. Yeah, it's Barbara.
Yes. Hello, Barbara, Barbie doll. Yes, go ahead.
Happy
go
New
ahead,
Year, Robert Jean.
Happy New Year to you, darling. And Dr. Uma is also wishing you Happy New Year. Yes, thank you so much, Dr.
Yes.
Uma, for your
You guys are great.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you for 2018.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
I'm calling to
yes.
find out what's happening in 2019.
Yes. The things that Dr. Uma was sharing very briefly on the you know, the show is a combination of her own direct experiences in regards to detachment and non-attachment, along with
yes.
some other disciples of mine who are female, of course, and some of them are also have PhD, and they sit and talk about their, you know, collectively and individually about this very important issue of attachments and non-attachments to incorporate and synthesize and integrate in the mind and consciousness in and apply it to daily activity, you know, attachment to ice cream or chocolate and different things, you know. And so they go through this spiritual evolutionary advancement to process themselves as fast as possible to achieve enlightenment, you know, under, of course, my supervision and guidance and kindness and compassion. So this is what the gist of her experience and other experience or other disciples of mine as well. So I see a prediction for you. Everything's going to be wonderful. We have only a few seconds left to end this call, but I see financially, career-wise, job-wise, love-wise as well. You're going to have a great, great 2019, darling. Okay? And
oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, darling, Barbara. And, give my hugs and kisses and tickles to your two puppies.
You got it.
And I love
you.
You
guys have been wonderful. Thank you for everything.
All right,
thank
you so much. Thank you. Blessings. Good night, everybody. And wish you all the new year, the best, and goodbye, my dear ones. Remember, laugh more.